Praise God. So how many are excited about being born again? You know, let me just say, as a normal Christian, you can go to church and be good. But as you get into the Word of God, as you study the Torah and the prophets, you begin to see that God has a purpose. And the purpose isn't for lightweights. Let me give you an example. Up on the slide, you see the Torah portion is Phinehas. As you come into Hebrew, his name is Pinchas. And so as Phinehas, just another guy that killed somebody, as you get into the Spirit of God, you begin to see Pinchas stands for righteousness. He stands for the excitement of God's power and authority. And so when somebody says, how are you doing? And you say, well, I'm a mild-mannered Christian. I'm fine. Don't. Say, I'm having a peaches kind of day. Praise God, man. Now, anyway, you may be seated if you like. Thank you. You're welcome. So this week we get into this understanding of Phinehas, or peaches, who stands for righteousness, who God says, I'll give you an eternal covenant of shalom forever and ever. And God's authority that we see in this word, and I'd like you to look at this every week by email, and if you don't get these, let us know, but you'll get a study on the Torah portion, and you can see there that that it's Numbers 25, but look at the next one. What does it say? 1 Kings 18. What is that? It's half Torah. It's the teaching from the prophets, which you can see Messiah did out of Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So as you get into this, I'd like to encourage you to read the Torah. I mean, what else are you doing? You know, watching football or baseball or whatever? You know, read the Torah and read the half prophets. And this week's half prophets, this week's half Torah, the half prophets too, is in Kings. And I want to point out something. It's about Eliyahu. Who's Eliyahu? Elijah. Does anybody know Eliyahu? Where are you at? Stand up, Eliyahu. There's an Eliyahu right there. He's going to be in the parade tomorrow. So, anyway, and Elijah said, I've been very jealous for Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, for the children of Israel who have forsaken your covenant. They have thrown down your altars. This is Elijah being upset. And Elijah just killed the 400 prophets of Baal. He just had an amazing day. He just saw fire after fire, and God came down and put the fire out with his authority. And Elijah's day was fantastic. But he's saying, I'm a little upset with the children because they're boring. They're lukewarm. They're having a Phinehas kind of day. And he wants them to have a Pinchas kind of day. And so they've thrown down your altars. They've slain your prophets. And I'm left alone, and they seek to take my life. And the word of God came to me and said, the word of the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain before Yahweh and see. And Yahweh passed by, and a great strong wind tearing the mountains and breaking the rocks into pieces before Yahweh. And Yahweh was not in the mighty wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. And Yahweh was not in the earthquake. In verse 12, and after the earthquake was a fire, and Yahweh was not in the fire. And after the fire was a still, small voice. And it came to be, when Eliyahu heard it, that it wrapped his face in his robe and went out and stood at the cave opening. And see, a voice came to him, to Eliyahu, and said, what are you doing here, Eliyahu? I wanted you to see this because the still small voice is very important. Because if you're looking for God in the winds, if you're one of those people that goes up to the aspens and sits there and hears the leaves go, brrr, oh, that is God. Brrr, of God. Oh, in the winds. Oh, starting to rain. Oh, there's lightning. Oh, that's God. Praise God. God's not in it. That's just his power. God's in a still, small voice. When you see God, when you get alone with God, when you take the time out of your busy day and you read the Torah portion and find out what Pinchas is all about, and then you read the half Torah, every one of those other scriptures were relevant New Testament, are called Brit Hadashah readings. And if you read the Word of God and you listen, you will hear His voice, His still, small voice. But what's exciting is how come God, you don't hear God's authority? In chapter 20 of Exodus, verse 19, then they all Israel will listen to you, Moshe, but don't let Yahweh speak to us or we'll die. This is on Mount Sinai, and God was in the thunder, He was in the lightning, He was in the smoke. It was so awesome and scary that on the mountain was exploding, and the people were going, oh, I don't want to hear God's voice. Moses, you speak to us. So Isaiah tells us, listen and hear my voice. Pay attention to my voice and hear what I have to say. In Luke 9, it says, the voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my son whom I have chosen. And listen to him. And God's voice is real today. Yeshua HaMashiach is still alive today. He is powerful. He is in the small voice. He wants every one of you to hear his voice. Didn't Jesus say something like, my sheep listen to my voice and I know them? If you are hearing God's voice, don't ignore it. God's voice is giving you direction. It's giving you guidance. It's giving you comfort. It's telling you that he loves you. And no matter what, you might get discouraged or whatever, but the voice of God, as you hear the voice of God, as you read the Word of God and hear the voice of God, it's telling you, I love you. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You are God's people, and God's people are hearing his voice. If anyone has ears, look at somebody and say, do you got ears? You know, we all got these little floppy things on the side of our head, and it makes us balance. I don't know what they're good for, but the eardrum is way down here. But these floppy things are there. So you got these floppy things. But God says, do you have an ear? Do you have an ear to hear God? Do you have a heart that's crying out to Messiah? Right now, you know, we got the 4th of July. Big deal. You know what America's saying? That's old time. America is moving into Marxism, into socialism. We're losing our freedoms. And God's people are not rising up yet. But God has called people to hear his voice. And as they hear his voice, God is calling and raising up people to stand up. Stand up. I told somebody the other day, we believe and pray for Colorado or Colorado Praise. We believe in things, like God's going to bless my kids. Yeah, okay, but we also believe in the fact that God's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Why? Because we've got people who are having a Pinchas kind of day. Unless you are in Definius. Look at somebody. Ask somebody next to you. Do you have an ear? Then say to them real loud. You might want to stand. You might want to shout. Then let them hear the voice of God. Praise God.